Welcome, everyone, to 2019's November Lobby Day Logistics webinar. This lesson is the final lobby training webinar in advance of CCE-CCL's 6th November gathering in DC. And in this last webinar, what we're going to do is demonstrate the who, the what, the where, the when, and the whys of the conference to ensure that all of you are getting the most out of your experience in Washington, D.C. So I'd love to introduce our co-hosts that are going to take us through tonight's details. And with that, let me first share Taylor's background. Taylor Krauss first started at Citizens Climate Lobby as an intern at the headquarters in San Diego. And after interning, she was taken on and became the executive assistant to Mark Reynolds, our executive director. After 2 years in San Diego, she joined CCL's government affairs team in Washington, D.C., where she is now the National Outreach and Partnerships Coordinator and supports building relationships and collaborations with various national level groups. Taylor, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And with Taylor is the wonderful Morgan McHugh. Morgan started her journey at CCL in 2017, interning with Amy Bennett, where she assisted with scheduling these congressional lobby events. She then transitioned to a staff member at Coronado and worked as CCL's program specialist, as well as the assistant to Marshall Saunders, CCL's founder and president. And now she is positioned in DC as well. Her role at CCL continues to develop as she's consistently working on new projects, learning more about nonprofit organizations, and deepening her own understanding of climate advocacy and policymaking. Thank you for joining us as well, Morgan. So with that, our agenda is going to be really straightforward. We're going to do things logistically through a chronological order of your experience in DC. So we'll start off with the pre-conference materials you'll probably already have received, and then we'll get into what to expect at the conference through the conference agenda and the schedule, some of the details about hotels and transportation before really wrapping up tonight about how to submit meeting minutes. And with that, I will actually pass it over to you, Morgan.
Thank you, Brett. Alrighty, so what to wear? While the educational part of November Lobby Day on Monday is not formal, it's casual or business casual attire, that's totally fine. We suggest business attire for those participating in Lobby Day on Tuesday, November 12th. As our VP of Government Affairs, Danny Richter, likes to say, in DC, if you want to be taken seriously, you need to dress seriously. We encourage a suit and tie, a skirt or dress pants with a professional top and jacket, or a professional dress. Everyone should wear comfortable shoes or bring a bag big enough to hide your comfortable shoes in between meetings. There will be a lot of walking in DC, and many seasoned CCL lobbyists can tell you about their sore feet if you don't believe us. Okay, I'm going to start by talking about the schedule you should have received in your inboxes today. The title will be Your Personal CCL Lobby Schedule is Attached. In order to plan and prepare ahead of this year's conference, your lobby schedule, along with the bios for each members of Congress you are scheduled to, will be emailed to you. You should print and bring the schedule and bios with you. If you leave home before you get the email, there is a business center at the hotel where you can log in to your email and print out those materials. But if you print them, please remember to bring them with you. Also, make sure to mark the email you received with your lobby schedule and bios as important. Save it and then print that out also. And check your spam folder if it's not in your inbox by the end of today. If you can, take photos of your schedule and bios with your phone. That way, if you lose either while you're on the Hill, you'll have an electronic copy. If you are a meeting lead, here's one important thing that you should do as soon as you receive your schedule. So you're going to want to go to the Member of Congress's website and verify the building and room number. If there has been a change, be sure to let the other members of your meeting team know the new location. Now Taylor is going to discuss the all-important lobby schedule.
Great. Thanks, Morgan. Well, firstly, please love your schedules. Imagine trying to arrange over 450 meetings at various times throughout the day and perfectly matching 850 attendees with everyone's top choice. It's not going to happen. It'll probably not be perfect, but it will reflect that constituents and liaisons being placed in their meeting as a priority. Everyone is averaging around 3 and sometimes more lobby meetings total, with about 5 to 6 CCLers in each meeting. Please welcome any non-constituents in your district or state meetings. And for those of you who are placed outside of their state or district, please honor the meeting leader's facilitation. Meeting plans are based on the experience and knowledge of local CCL chapters. So why do we have some mixed meetings and include 4 to 5, 6 volunteers? One Senate office recently asked to only have the 2 constituents attend the meeting. That was certainly a reasonable request, but here's why we have more people attend. So like I said, we have about 850 citizens coming to DC next week just to plan and in part to eventually lobby. And often there really are sometimes too few constituents in one district and too many in another district. And sometimes CCLers who are not constituents may have more of a knowledge or some other special expertise they can bring to the meeting and might be pertinent to the policy overall. But at CCL, we're a team. So some of our citizen lobbyists would love other experienced CCLers around them because DC, well, it can be a little bit intimidating sometimes. And this may sound selfish, but we want to have all folks coming to the conference, so all 850 that are lobbying, to get into several meetings so they can get that democracy bug. This is sorely needed right now. And this is how we're going to grow our grassroots and get people to feel like they can get engaged in solutions with their government. Let me show you 2 photos that demonstrate this really well. So this one's back in 2010, which is crazy to think about, where we only had 27 volunteers, 52 constituent meetings, and everyone who attended had meetings where there are no constituents at all. So the next photo is from 2019. So by offering volunteers several lobby meetings, they caught the democracy bug. And now we had over 529 meetings with over 1,500 people that came to DC. Pretty amazing, right? So now I'll pass it back to Morgan to review our schedules.
All right, so lobby day schedule sample. If you see on the screen, that's a sample of what your lobby day schedule will look like. When reviewing your schedules, please notice the meeting ID, the member of Congress name, state and district, time, location, staff in meeting, and liaison and appointment setter. Note the CCL attendees, the meeting lead, their contact information, and the times of their other meetings. This helps if meeting times get changed unexpectedly, to just have that information on hand. A few meetings do get set quite late since some offices have to wait for congressional committee schedules to come out. If the office can set the meeting 2 weeks ahead, we may be able to squeeze that into our master schedule. If the meeting hasn't been scheduled by the time we create our master schedule, we will create a to-be-determined meeting so we can create a CCL volunteer meeting team. This will show up as TBD meeting and is most likely scheduled for 7 a.m. The liaison or appointment setter will contact the meeting lead and the entire team with any news or final changes if there does a meeting does get set. Additionally, we will also be doing delivery only. These meetings are to make sure that the June analysis as well as the constituent letters are still hand-delivered to each office with the hope of still being able to discuss a few of the key findings with whomever we might be greeted at these offices. Also, a note on schedule changes. Late additions or changes may have a domino effect on your schedule. Sometimes a meeting gets changed by the congressional office. Please do not make any changes unless they are absolutely necessary. So if there's a clear data entry error or if a volunteer is ill. Your team expects you to be in the meetings listed in the schedule. The CCL meeting leader is the person responsible for all meeting changes. If the congressional office needs to change the meeting time, the CCL meeting leader is the person who can make that change. The CCL meeting lead is also responsible for confirming attendees for that meeting. Always contact meeting leads before requesting changes. If you think you need to change your schedule, first ask the meeting leads about this, and please ask both meeting leads, so the leaders for the meeting you want to bow out of, and then the leaders for the meeting that you're hoping to join. Without communication, you may leave your team high and dry. So now Taylor is going to explain the clipboards we'll have at the conference.
Yes, so clipboards, they'll be located at the Regency Gallery during the event. So this is the hallway before you get into the Regency Ballroom, which is the main room that we will be hosting most of the conference at. Clipboards will be used for those who would like to add meetings and for people who have lost members. There will be a clipboard for listing changed meetings where attendees are needed, and another clipboard where you can list yourself as available if you'd like to pick up a meeting. So the clipboards will be up and accessible Monday at 8 p.m. If you need it past 8 p.m., on Monday, I recommend that you get your phone and snap a picture of it, and so you'll have it for the rest of the time. Next, Morgan is just going to say a few words about biographies.
Awesome. So here's an example of the top half of the first page of Representative Adriano Espaillat's bio. So what is on these bios? First, there's biographical data. When they were elected, their next election, the percentage of vote in the last election, schools attended, background, career, interest, religion, and what we can appreciate him or her for. This bio also contains congressional records, so their voting record on relevant bills and statements or any committee assignments. These things, along with concerns expressed by constituents, are factors in how the member of Congress arrives at his or her decision. The bios will be updated ahead of this weekend. So now Taylor is going to discuss some details about meeting plans.
Great, thanks Morgan. So next up, meeting plans. For November Lobby Day, liaisons are not required to submit meeting plans as they usually are for our bigger June conference. Similar, but a little different to June. In November, the meeting plan is that we are just checking in to share the updates of our June analysis with the office, mainly delivering our primary ask of supporting the Energy Innovation Act, additional supporting asks, which we'll go over at the conference, and asking them what related areas to climate change and carbon pricing they're most interested in discussing. Nevertheless, there is a chance that the local CCL chapter may have submitted a meeting plan, and if there is a plan for your meeting, it will cover some suggested topic areas, goals for the meeting, a possible alternative supporting ask, some questions you could ask to get their member of Congress or staff to open up a little bit, or even possibly some challenges that you might face in the meeting. Regardless, if you are a meeting lead, feel free to email the appointment setter or liaison to get their input on whether there are any specific questions or goals for the meeting, as well if they have any recommendations for specific appreciations for the member or senator, and if they also plan on having any constituents call into the meeting from the district itself, if there isn't one at the meeting already. So speaking of meeting plans, the lobby teams you'll be assigned are encouraged to find a time to meet and plan and practice your meeting together before you have the meeting itself. The team leads have been encouraged to arrange these pre-meetings, so you should expect to hear from them. Their contact information is on your schedule that Morgan just went over, and should you need to reach out to them. So here are some options for where you can meet them. You can meet them by conference call before arriving in DC, or when you get to DC and you get to the Omni, there's gonna be 850 of you trying to coordinate meeting with each other probably. So there will be rooms available for you guys to coordinate with each other and meet. So Chairman's, Calvert, Presidential Boardroom, all available on Sunday, the 10th from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And, or we have suggested times that during our conference breaks for the teams to meet. So that is right here on the slide. And I think Brett was probably going to drop it in the chat of all of the names of the different rooms. For example, from this slide, if you have a 10:30 a.m. lobby meeting on Tuesday, then coordinate with your team to meet together somewhere during Monday's first hour of lunch. We hope that these designations make everybody's meeting planning experiences a little bit smoother and easier to coordinate. If you have any questions about the system, ask your team leader to help clarify. Many teams have also found that they can arrange a final check-in on Tuesday before their meeting by looking on their schedules to find a time when everyone is available. If you have any questions about your team's meeting plans, wait until November 7th, which is today, so that you know the appropriate meeting lead to contact. If you haven't gotten your schedule, again, check your spam or check back with us. Once you've contacted your team lead after November 7th and haven't gotten a response, please ask Amy Bennett at amy@citizensclimate.org if you have any remaining questions. And now we're going to get into the conference and schedule lineup itself. So you can look at the full schedule and lineup ahead of time online. To see this, you can go to the page on the website, or you can just Google CCL November Lobby Day, and this should be the first item to pop up. Brett is being very helpful in dropping that in the chat right now. And next, I'll pass it to Morgan to go over the schedule.
All right, so the schedule will also be in your program that you pick up when you register. And another way to keep the schedule is to download the conference app to your smartphone. So go to the App Store or Google Play Store and search for Grenadine Event Guide. Install the app, and when it opens, type in the conference code, which is 2019NLD. This is all available before arriving in DC. And so next, we're going to go over what to do when you arrive at the Omni Shoreham Hotel in our scheduled lineup. Let me show you where we'll be located at the Omni. So on the screen, this is a map of the lobby level of the Omni Shoreham. At the bottom in the middle is the main entrance. This is where you'd enter and exit the hotel during breaks for lunch and dinner. But when you arrive for the conference, enter the lobby, turn right towards the west elevators, and then continue until you see our signs to point you in the right direction. So our Sunday schedule. If you arrive to DC early and you want to jump right into action, you are more than welcome to join the CCL DC chapter anytime from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lincoln Memorial and help them collect constituent comment forms. You can RSVP to get more information, or you can email Phil. I believe Brett is posting that in the chat, the invite, if you would like to RSVP for that. And then as Taylor mentioned, lobby teams are welcome to self-organize, prepare and practice in the following rooms, which are Chairman's, Calvert, and the Presidential Boardroom from 8 to 9 p.m. We will also have a free film screening of Anote's Ark, with a panel discussion to follow from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Ambassador Room. All right, so the Monday schedule. Regular registration begins Monday, November 11th at 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the West Registration Desk. Amy and her team and the clipboards will be stationed near the Regency Ballroom area for help with scheduling questions. We welcome on-site registrations on Mondays for latecomers. We will accept credit card or check payments, but no cash. And also for latecomers, you will only be able to attend the trainings, so no lobby schedule. The main room we'll be located in for most of the program is the Regency Ballroom. If you don't need to attend the Climate Advocate training, you have the option of attending the Organizing and Team Building Workshop, as this will be for those who are already comfortable with the basic Climate Advocate training. This workshop will be led by CCL's outreach coordinators, Princella Talley, Karina Ramirez, Clara Fang, and Jim Tolbert in the Regency Ballroom, so the same place as the opening session. But if you have not been to the Climate Advocate training, then you do need to attend the training on Monday morning. This is the most important training we do at CCL. The Climate Advocate training is led by CCL Director of Field Development, Ellie Sparks, and the wonderful Brett, who's on the call with us tonight. And this is gonna be on Monday, November 11th at 9:30 a.m. in the Ambassador Ballroom. This workshop will educate you on the structure, methodology, and skills to become effective communicators and advocates for national policies to address climate change. If you have completed the online webinar of the Climate Advocate training, then you can attend the last 45 minutes of the session, so 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., to participate in the live lobby meeting role play exercise. The Climate Advocate training workshop will be in the Ambassador Room, just to reiterate, which is actually downstairs from the West Registration Desk. Lunch on Monday will be on your own from 12 to 1:30. All meals are on your own, so no meals are included in the registration. Young people who are looking to connect with other young people at the conference can do so during the lunch break as well in the Ambassador Ballroom. Clara Fang, CCL Higher Education Outreach Coordinator, she will be able to answer questions about youth involvement and campus organizing. So bring your own lunch and please clean up after yourselves. We're going to be back in time for the beginning of the lobby training program, beginning in the Regency Ballroom at 1:30. After lunch, our program will kick off with trainings and workshops to get you ready for Lobby Day on Tuesday. One of the reasons we are so successful at lobbying is due to this training. It's critical to attend the training on Monday in order to be prepared to lobby on Tuesday. There are CCLers who could not make the trip out to DC from their districts who count on everyone to be fully trained to represent them. We'll have trainings until 4:15, when our communications coordinator, Flannery Winchester, will speak with partners in climate action across the advocacy spectrum, from the Clio Institute, Friends Committee on National Legislation, and Trout Unlimited. Dinner is also on your own from 5:15 to 7:15 p.m. And starting at 7:15, we will have our evening lobby training session back in the Regency Ballroom. And lastly, if you're not coming to DC, we will be streaming some of these sessions on November 11th. If you would like to share the conference experience with those unable to make it in DC, several of the workshops and training sessions will be live streamed on your CCL community dashboard. Our panel discussion with partners across the advocacy spectrum will be streamed on Facebook Live on CCL's Facebook page. Next up, Taylor is going to tell you about the constituent letter exchange.
Another important component of November Lobby Day will be the constituent letter exchange. So sometimes when you're doing outreach, you collect letters from out-of-town folks. You can bring the letters to November Lobby Day or give them to any volunteer who's attending. Lobby teams will hand deliver your letters to the appropriate members of Congress when they go on the Hill on Tuesday. So to drop off, the drop-off and pickup location for constituent letters will be in the governor's room on Sunday during registration from 5 to 8 p.m. And then Monday in the morning to early afternoon from 8 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. In the congressional B room. And here's a step-by-step process for the constituent letter exchange. If you are a lobby meeting leader, you are responsible for picking up a folder of constituent letters for your congressional office meeting that you're leading. So you can pick up the letters at 1:30 or later, but you must pick them up before you go to dinner on Monday night at 5:15 in the congressional B room. So here are the instructions. One, bring your constituent letters to DC. Two, any letters that you won't deliver yourself, you can drop off at the letter exchange table when you register for the conference. 3, be sure to bring a copy for each of your senators. 4, be sure to write the state district on the top of each letter using the format CA49 or NVSR, NVJR, depending if it's the senior or junior senator. And alphabetize the letters by state. So be sure to file a field report for the total number of letters and consider adding their emails to the CCL mailing list. 6, if you are a meeting lead, like I said before, please pick up your folder of letters after 1:30 on Monday before you go to dinner, again, at the constituent letter pickup table, which is in the Congressional B room. All leading meads, you must also bring these letters to your meetings on Tuesday. If there is no one in your vicinity attending the November Lobby Day, we encourage you to put your letters in an envelope and just mail them directly to the appropriate congressional offices in DC. And again, please don't forget to send copies to your senators. If you have 25 or more letters for a single congressional office at other times of the year, you may want to use the CCL Envoy program. You can find more information on community about delivering letters. If you go to under take action, then delivering letters to Congress to find more info about that. And next, Morgan is going to go over what you will be seeing in your folders when you get to Lobby Day.
So inside the folder you receive at registration, you will find all the following conference materials: your conference program, the 2019 June meeting analysis, CCL's primary ask sheet for the House and the Senate, supporting asks and legislation of interest, statements of support, meeting minutes form, and the 2018 annual report. We'll only have enough folders to give one per person, so please don't lose your folder. If you are looking for any of the handouts after Lobby Day, search for its keyword titles on CCL Community. The conference program booklet will have the schedule for all of the conference events, the hotel map, social media information, and Wi-Fi passwords. And now Taylor's going to give you some more information about Lobby Day.
So speaking of finding a time to meet that I talked about a little bit earlier with your groups ahead of Tuesday morning when you're on the Hill, there are a lot of casual and fast food restaurants in the area of the Omni Shoreham Hotel. The Omni also hosts an in-house restaurant, Robert's Restaurant, and a bar which also serves food, the Marquee Bar and Lounge. These are a little bit more pricey, but they are very convenient. And Morgan will go over a review of what to do on Lobby Day. Just so you know, instructions and what I'm about to say about getting to Capitol Hill will also be presented at the conference itself. So let's talk about getting over to Capitol Hill. It's about a 4-minute walk from the hotel to the metro station. When you exit the hotel, you'll walk up 24th Street Northwest to get to the Woodley Park Station, where you'll take the red line towards Glenmont. Exit the red line at Union Station and walk through the hill to walk through the park to Capitol Hill. If you're leaving from the Omni in the morning on Tuesday, there will probably be herds of CCLers heading that way, so don't worry about trying to find your way. Also, I recommend using directions within your phone. But one final note from getting to the Hill: this is really important if you're going to be using the Metro. Buy a Metro card beforehand. Don't wait until Tuesday morning when everyone's trying to head to the Hill to buy a card and then fill it. You can purchase a Metro card ahead of time from the station's kiosk.
Walking between the buildings on Capitol Hill, especially between the Senate and House sides, can take a considerable time. Plan on booking 30 minutes to get from one side to the other, including security checks. There is construction going on in Cannon Building that makes getting around a little tricky. So plan on any meetings you have in Cannon taking a little bit longer than usual to get to. Also, we are frequently asked what is allowable through security. Here's a quick list that the Russell Building Security provides us of prohibited items: aerosol containers, any pointed objects, any bag larger than a small backpack, so 14 inches wide by 13 inches high by 4 inches deep, cans and bottles, and then the obvious, razors, box cutters, replica guns, ammunition, fireworks, knives of any size, and any weapons. If you're leaving DC after lobbying on Tuesday, you may want to find somewhere near the Capitol to leave your luggage, avoiding the necessity of going back to the Omni or wherever else you have been staying to pick up your bags. So there are no lockers in the Capitol or in Union Station, so we recommend considering using Luggage Hero, where the rate is $2 an hour plus $1 per hour. And there's also a few other websites that we recommend that you can look at for using that. I think Brett will post in the chat.
Yep. And so also when you're on the Hill, please leave your nunchucks at home. But here are some other Wi-Fi networks that are really important when you're on the Hill. They'll be available in the House and in the Senate, as well as in the Omni. So these will also be in your folder when you get to the conference, but feel free to write them down right now if you'd like. At the Omni, the username and passcode, CCLDC 2019. The House side buildings, the network is House Public, case sensitive, where the password will be exactly the same. And for the Senate building, it'll be Senate_guest, and then password is galleries, all lowercase. So share your experience at November Lobby Day on social media. And feel free to do that. You may consider be posting things like a Facebook photo of yourself at the conference or lobby day, a tweet to your member of Congress that you're in DC to support the Energy Innovation Act, or an Instagram story about your experience on Capitol Hill. And be sure to tag Citizens Climate Lobby so our social media team can make sure that that gets reposted. So some hashtags for the conference are hashtag grassroots climate. And then here are all of the different handles for the social media platforms. Yep. And we are almost finished. And I'm going to talk about what to do with your meeting minutes or notes from your lobby meetings. This is the meeting minutes form. So the meeting minute taker is a really critical role, super important. Meeting minutes document the concerns and the questions that the members of Congress have. It documents the levels of support and allows a detailed analysis of where Congress stands and how support is growing. The form also has tips on the backside if you are the meeting minute taker. CCL meeting leads should decide and confirm who can commit to this important role. They should ask themselves, can the minute taker do the following? Write legible notes on a pad with a firm surface. Focus on what the Congress member or the congressional staffers say, not so much on what us CCLers say. So tip, once you've entered the full names using initials, after you use the full name. So for example, if I'm in a meeting with Nancy Pelosi, once I use my name, I would say Taylor Krause, and then from there on out, use TK, and then after writing Nancy Pelosi's name, use NP. Review the notes after the meeting with your entire team in the hallway, maybe a little bit farther from the door of the office that you just met with. And please do not leave the group until this is done, just to fill in the blanks and confirm the accuracy of the notes. They are very, very important. So get consensus on the level of support for the Energy Innovation Act and also the climate position of the office from your group before you guys all disperse and probably go on to your next meetings.
So if you're a meeting lead, let's quickly talk about one last position statement. During the debrief, you're going to want to make sure to capture as accurate of a window as possible into a member's position on both the Energy Innovation Act as well as their individual beliefs on climate change. Track their climate position over time. CCL has developed a four-letter scale from A to D, with grades further down the alphabet actually indicating more favorable positions for us. So for an example, it's better to get a D than an A. CCL has also developed a letter scale from A to E for the Energy Innovation Act position, which is similar to that of the grading scale for a climate position, that it's better to get a D than an A. In order to make your best, most accurate estimate, we hope that during the meeting, you're able to get clarity on both of these positions during your primary ask for supporting the Energy Innovation Act and throughout the overall conversation regarding their climate position. So for the Energy Act position, an A is they will not vote for it. A B is they may or may not vote for it. C is they would vote for it. D is they plan to co-sponsor it. E is already a co-sponsor. And unknown is you didn't ask or it was not very clear. Then for climate position, A is denies the climate is changing. B is climate is changing, but there are no human contributions. C is climate is changing and humans contribute. D is climate is changing, humans contribute, and Congress should do something about it. And then unknown is did not ask or was not clear.
We recommend not taking notes with the computer. This is just because that would make the member of Congress or the staffer really nervous if you're transcribing everything that they're saying. We also no longer take written notes and ask you submit the notes online the same day. I suggest typing notes in Word and then cutting and pasting at citizensclimatelobby.org/minutes. And wait for the screen that says you have successfully submitted the notes. It would be really tragic if you're typing them all up online and then you lose Wi-Fi and then you lose all the notes that you have. So try to avoid those kinds of situations. Include all meeting participants in the text box line. So staffer names, their titles, CCL names, and especially who the constituents are. Meeting leads, please make a separate record of the minute takers' names. If we cannot track down the minutes, we will be calling the lead to find out who the minute taker is. And we don't want to have to do that. And you don't want us calling you. So volunteers that have burning legislative questions while you're on the Hill can look for CCL's Senior Director of Government Affairs, Ben Pendergrass. You will also be hearing from him at the conference in the event that you don't know what he looks like. He will be on the Senate side in the morning at the cafe between the buildings of Dirksen and Hart, and on the House side in the Rayburn cafeteria in the afternoon around 1 and 4 p.m. and leaving by 4 p.m. So after it's all said and done of your lobby day experience, if you're still around Tuesday, you don't want to miss the reception. It's really, really fun. It will be in the Regency Ballroom where all the other main lobby training sessions will be having, where it will be held from 7 to 11 p.m. Dinner will be on your own before, but like I've said, we'll have some hors d'oeuvres and drinks for purchase and some fun celebrations and encouraging first-time attendees to share their experiences up on the stage. You're welcome to dress in your best dress lobby day attire.
With that, I would love to just thank especially Taylor and Morgan for your expertise and your time tonight, really walking us through and helping us feel comfortable as we prepare for this next step in our lobbying experience, and all of you for joining us tonight. And with that, if you have any other questions, here is my email as well as Taylor and Morgan's. You're more than welcome to reach out to any of us. We promise to get back to you. And if there's anything else that you want to field in forum land, there's the link to the forums as well. So we hope that you found tonight's training empowering. And just to close with a little shot in the arm, here is the words of our fearless executive director, Mark Reynolds, when he is reminding us of why we are doing this and what is bringing us together. In the end, as we know, the real solution to climate change is democracy. And with more and more citizens telling their members of Congress that delay is not an option, a viable solution to the climate crisis is now within reach. So thank you so much for making that possible with your own participation on our lobby day. I'm going to unmute all lines so that we can wave each other off, and we look forward to seeing you in just a couple of days in Capital City.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you, Brett.
Safe travels.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Citizens Climate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.